My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If listeners are joining us and are not sure what the hell is going on,
we're sorry.
Obviously, you are someone who was in the news around here because after filling in, Spike Eskin, our program director, quit. And he decided to go back to Philadelphia, and that's fine. We're happy for him, but it opened up a job here that we didn't expect. So All of a sudden, because, you know, Chernoff was getting towards the end of his career, so I think we kind of knew that someone had to take over for Chernoff. When Spike got hired, it was like, okay, Spike's going to be here for 10, 15 years, whatever. Then all of a sudden, he's gone. So it's like everybody is scrambling and saying, well, who's going to be the PD? And then you just happen to burrow your way into that conversation way that you're very skilled to do.
Yep.
And then it dragged on for a while. It didn't work out. So I guess ultimately, and I know you've talked about it a little bit on your show and you came on here, but ultimately, what was the reason why it didn't happen?
Ultimately, it came down to money. I mean, I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Eventually, I love producing. I love taking what I have learned over the 20 years of doing this and kind of dumping it back into something I love, be it our show, be it our company with Mia Levitard or here at WFAN. Eventually, I've told you this a number of times, Gio. I am not going to do this until I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be one of those guys like Hank Goldberg, like Mike Francesa.
Hank Goldberg's dead. I mean, I think that's kind of a...
Too soon?
Yeah.
I think it's been five years ago. I mean, what do you want me to do?
It's all good.
But eventually, I will dissolve because I don't want to do this as I age and as I get worse and worse and as the memory gets worse and worse and as... You know, I'm not as big a sports fan as I was in my 20s or 30s because life gets in the way. And so what it really got down to was we have a successful show. We have a 20th year anniversary coming up in September.
Nice.
You know, Oliveira was great. We had great conversations, got to know him very, very well. And it really came down to money, but it's a different time. This job probably paid 10 times more 10 years ago than what it pays today because radio, as you know, is dying a very slow death. But not here. Not here.
Right. Not here is right. Not here. And radio, I think, traditionally, you know, listening over the air and music radio is a different thing. But, you know, live and local news and sports talk, no matter how you consume it, I think will be around, and obviously this radio station certainly will. So, all right. So then, you know, after that, I think another concern from this side,
yes,
obviously with the money, but from this side and why it wasn't like, all right, maybe they're not going to go the extra mile to give you what you want financially is the fact that you'd be lurking and ready to, like, Nancy Kerrigan, one of the hosts, when they weren't looking, you know, like that. Like
that was really, listen, you cut right through it. I appreciate it. Yeah. That was the main problem.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no way I was going to be able to sit here, be the program director, be in charge, have total authority here, final decision making, and not fire someone whose job it is that I wanted. And that someone probably would have been Evan Roberts.
I'm a loser.
I mean, listen, I would fit in, okay? I'm happy. Like, if Evan and Tiki want a third person, I would do it that way.
Well, they already.
What do you mean? They want a third person?
No, they already do have a third person. Sean Morash is essentially their third person.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, he's like stands in the control room, but I think they were afraid of recreating the CMB disaster and saying we're doing another three-person show in the afternoon, so they stuck him in the control room to pretend he's not a host, but he really is a host. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's unfair. Sean should get into the studio. What are they doing to him?
Well, maybe at some point.
Why are people like so adverse to three-people shows here? Like, it can't work.
you want the real answer to that?
I mean, do you
remember the disaster that was that CMB situation when they gave them like 3 months and then Francesa came back in and just stomped their heads into the ground?
I mean,
and then they moved them to middays and then one by one they each left.
Why did Francesa come back? Refresh me here.
Well, that show was struggling, and to me it wasn't.
Yourself.
Wait, so Mike was doing it for the greater good of the station?
Essentially.
Not for Mike, for the station.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay. You know, the way he tells it is like, you know, they begged me to come back. You know, David Field was on my doorstep. He was groveling. And I said, listen, get up. You don't have to be on your knees. Okay, you can get up. We can have a conversation. But they needed me to save the station, so I came back, you know. And then, you know, it's tough for them to fill in for a legend and to take over. Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically what happened was that. So then he came back, and they moved them to middays. And
right.
And Carlin got whacked, and then Bart left for ESPN, and then Maggie they banished to the Upside Down. So, you know, that's why they don't want a three person show again, because people are like, oh, you already did this.
I know, but
you already did a three person show, you idiots. You didn't learn anything from that.
Just because it failed once doesn't mean it would fail a second time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.